Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some crooning, do some gambling, offer some congratulations, find out what we never knew, and listen to this past week in recording history. The first segment of this show is dedicated to my friend Doug, who received some very good news this past week. There's a bit of a clue as to what it was in the second song, and so with congratulations and best wishes to Doug, here are the three Ginks.
Thank you. is taking my old place. But if you're happy, I'll be so happy. You'll always be my inspiration. Although we drifted far apart, you found somebody new. What else is there to do but offer you congratulations?
The Brooklyn Dance Orchestra, with an unidentified vocalist from a Dominion 78 recorded in London in April of 1930, and congratulations. Before that, we heard Freddie Martin and his orchestra in 1934 in one of the very few instrumental recordings of You Oughta Be in Pictures. You Oughta Be in Pictures was composed by Dana Suisse with lyrics by Ed Heyman. We began with the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, directed by Percival Mackey, and Congratulate Me, written by Lou Handman and Bob Rothberg. The vocal on that January 9, 1935 recording was by the Three Ginks. Congratulations and best wishes to my friend Doug. Way to go, buddy. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played two different songs, both titled I Never Knew. Well, here's a set of I Never Knew songs whose titles are very specific about what was never known.
Thank you.
The original New Orleans Rhythm Kings, recording in New Orleans on January 23, 1925, and I Never Knew What a Gal Could Do, written by Elmer Scoble. Before that, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and I Never Knew How Wonderful You Were, from December 28, 1925. I Never Knew How Wonderful You Were was written by Joe Burke, Dorothy Terrace, and Alfred Doyle. We began that I Never Knew set with Irwin Abrams and his orchestra, with Irving Kaufman providing the vocal on I Never Knew What the Moonlight Could Do. That banner 78 was waxed in August of 1926. I Never Knew What the Moonlight Could Do was composed by Sam Coslow.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
I was in Las Vegas, Nevada this past week for a business conference. All business, all the time, work, 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 24/7. No gambling whatsoever. Yeah, right. Here's Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers. Thank you.
says no. Fatty wants to see a good gambler die.
Thought I was a gambler, broke every shark in town, until I met a rounder who called all I put down. We laid the cards on the table, he drew an ace high hand, he bet his wad and I called it, and lost my money like a man. I've got them pokey dot blues, oh, them pokey dot blues. Lost my hat and my coat and my straight lace shoes. I soaked my watch and went back to lose the mean old gambling pokey dot blues, the gambling pokey dot blues. Sat down. I got a four, but I thought it was more as we dealt the cards around. I set the deck on the table and bet him all I could stand. I turned over a measly four. He had another ace high hand. I've got them pokey dot blues, oh, them pokey dot blues. Lost my hat and my coat and my straight lace shoes. I soaked my watch and went back to lose the mean old gambling pokey dot blues, the gambling pokey dot
I'm a gambler. I looked into your eyes and bet they were shining for me. I'm a gambler, and what's to be must be. I'm a gambler. I understand the odds against anyone being true. I'm a gambler who took a chance on you. I'm hoping that I'll never lose you. I'm not the kind who would weep. I've wagered my heart on a promise that you said you'd keep. You're a rambler, I'd let you ramble, and if someone should steal you away, I'm a gambler, I'll win you back someday.
Jan Garber and his orchestra, with Lee Bennett taking the vocal honors on I'm a Gambler from October 11, 1935. I'm a Gambler was composed by James V. Monaco, with the lyrics by Edgar Leslie. Before that, it was the Singing Brakeman, Jimmy Rogers, and Gambling Polka Dot Blues. That was recorded by Victor in Louisville, Kentucky on June 15, 1931. Gambling Polka Dot Blues was preceded by Bessie Smith and Dying Gambler's Blues from December 13, 1924. Dying Gambler's Blues was written by Jack G, or being spelled G-E-E, I suppose it could be Jack Gee. Anyway, we began that gambling set with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers and Gambling Jack, recorded on October 9th, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at shamrockradio.com and rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week I played a couple of different songs, both titled Learn to Croon, which reminds me that I wanted to thank my fellow members of Toast of New York for their suggestions and information, allowing me to put together those same title segments over the last couple of weeks. Anyway, here's a set of some other rapidly rotating records about crooning, beginning with Phil Romano and his orchestra.
Thank you. about the croon tune. We'll croon the tune up through the moon. Mr. Moon Man, won't you listen to the plans that have been made? Say, I'm all set, come on and get an earful. When I started reminiscing, you will hear a serenade. Don't mind the sound, just stick around and be cheerful. Someone just said that I'm okay. Right after May, they named the day. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you. She got a brand new broom for me, cleaned off the blues and gloom for me. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you. And though we'll soon be wed, it seems like an age. I count every calendar page. We've got the month of May to go, then we'll be in our bungalow. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about a night in June beneath the moon. Oh, Mr. Moon, there's a tune for the bride and the groom. Oh, Mr. Moon, here's what you will hear around you.
Brother Green, you take this young woman for your lawful wedded wife. You promise to love, honor, and obey the shy woman. Brother Green, you also understand that by the bounds of marriage, you're supposed to keep the shy woman's mother.
I met her dad and all the folks. I made the grave by cracking jokes. Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you. She likes the sound of groom and bride. She only reads the railway guide. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you. We'll have a junior and a sister or two. That's if all our plans will go through. I met the parson, he's a sport. He's going to make it very short. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you, 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 you.
And when he blows bubbles, there's a boom. I'm really anxious for my child's recovery. Yet all the papers say he's a child discovery. Instead of dada, he says cha-cha and a boom. I'm really worried. To doctors, I'm hurried about his boo-boo. I think I'll write Bing Crosby, ask him what to do to stop my kid from crooning boo-boo-boo-boo.
Elsie Carlisle with Ambrose and his orchestra, January 3rd, 1935, and My Kid's a Crooner. Before Elsie Carlisle, it was Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney, the Sunshine Boys, who were crooning a tune about June. I'm Crooning a Tune About June was written by Benny Davis and J. Fred Coots, and Joe and Dan were accompanied on that May 6, 1929 recording by Tommy Dorsey on trombone and Dick McDonough on guitar. Before the Sunshine Boys, it was the Benson Orchestra of Chicago and Crooning, written by William F. Caesar, recorded on April 12, 1921. We began that crooning set with Phil Romano and his orchestra and Keep On Crooning a Tune from September 18, 1925. Keep On Croonin' a Tune was written by Sammy Fain and Jimmy McHugh.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Fess Williams and his Joy Boys.
Hello, gang!
Hello, Fess! Thank you.
but I never knew I could ever feel the way that I do till I looked into your sweet eyes of blue. Oh, baby, I never had a thrill till I held your hand. I don't know what it is, but I understand that it's something. It's something new, it's different, it's grand. Oh, baby. And when you kiss, I know I miss a beat or two down deep in my heart. But I don't mind, no, there's nothing more I gotta live for. Say, what if I should die and travel to where I'd have to climb that heavenly stair? Say, wouldn't it be terrible if you weren't there? Oh, baby.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Professor Stanley Williams, better known as Fess Williams and his Joy Boys, and Dixie Stomp, written by Bobby Tremaine. That Vocalion 78 was waxed in Chicago on April 4, 1928. Next, it was Ted Lewis and his band and Oh Baby from April 2, 1928. Oh Baby was followed by Muriel Pollack and the keyboard novelty song Lipstick, written by Charles Rossoff and Ted Murray. That Edison 78 was recorded the same day as Oh Baby, April 2, 1928. This being the first show of April, we finished up with Eddie Lang, accompanied by Arthur Schutt on piano and April Kisses from an OK 78 waxed April 1, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.